vision, Munich space to ground two for any crew in Columbus.
Go ahead on two, Nova.
Morning, Doug. For awareness, so we want to go on board with video in Columbus now for the Maxine session of SWAF. So you are aware of it.
Okay, thank you for the headset.
Welcome.
Munich station is SWAF for Maxine session on two.
Munich is with you.
I wanted to give you a go to come on board, and I would like to know if the field of view for VCA-1 is good for the Maxine session for you.
And copy, and we are still in the process of activating the video, so stand by a second.
No problem, should I continue the preparation of the setup?
Affirmative. You can definitely start the setup or continue with the setup.
Okay.
Unique back with you on two, no response. We are good with the video.
Cover station on two for GHF.
With the on two, TAC, and good morning.
Morning, Takemoto-san. Good to talk to you. And I'm ready for GHF activity. GEM camera number two is ready for downlink.
Copy. A good talk with you, TAC, and we're checking the view, and you have a go for the step 1.2. And just to let you know that let's use space to ground 3 for all your CPC activities today.
Sounds good. Go for step 1.2 and switching to space to ground 3.
Good read back.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for SWAV. This is your hand pass reminder. The approximate rise time is 8:41.
Next station is SWAV on 2 for Columbus payload laptop 3.
This is Munich, SWAV, so step 1, you are go.
Thank you, Norbert. I'll power off.
A good understanding, and we understand you are in time with everything. Excellent.
So, station on 2.
Nicole, go ahead on 2.
The copy work volume is deployed.
The copy work volume deployed, thank you. Two for TV and mirror merchant. Okay, we just wanted to ask which hand you were looking at from expected use for the bar. It's going to be a restricted vehicle and we could have lost you already.
Go ahead, we're with you.
Good morning. We have a signature on T2 that I have not seen before. So Sergey was using T2 and the treadmill stopped about 1 minute prior to him completing his profile for his protocol. The screen looked like it normally did, so he went back to the login screen and he was going to start a second one. And instead of going to the login screen right now, what we see is all of the logins are blank, and the first login is a black box, letter B. CLU and the UEI are both reading connected. We do have a good data light. The SLS and server are reading disconnected, but there are no user profiles shown. Just all of them are gray except for number one that is a black B.
Thanks for the thorough description. We'll circle the wagons down here and let you know what the next steps are.
In a gauge, do you think this is going to be a short sink or a long sink? I'm wondering if you think we may have a chance of getting him go to do his second profile during his T2 window.
I'll get you words as soon as I can. My guess would be 20 minutes or so.
Okay, and I will put the Note 3 camera onto the laptop.
Copy.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion.
Go ahead for Neuromotion.
Hey, Peggy, we see that the photon cap looks slightly twisted over to the left. We need it to match with figure 12 with that center electrode down that center line of Tibby's face.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Tibby's cap. Which way would you like me to move it?
We want to move the center electrode to the center of Tibby's face. If you look at figure 12, that center image of it has a white line that shows the alignment.
Houston on 2 for Ann and T2.
And do you like that positioning better?
And Peggy, that looks good. Thank you.
Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Ann and T2.
And Huntsville Station on 2. We are at step 6.8 on the Neuromotion setup, and we do not have the pink box indicated in figure 16.
Okay, we copy and we're checking.
We also did the if statement there. If the window is not populated with sensor information, select the open file. We did those steps as well. Don't find the Neuromotion config CDM file.
Okay, copy. We're talking about it. Station on phone 2 for Peggy and Neuromotion.
Go ahead.
So we recommend selecting open file, and then on the desktop, there should be a folder, Neuromotion underscore shared folder, and you can check in that folder for the config CDM file.
Neuromotion shared folder?
But it goes to the Echo
CDM
photograph.
Yeah, which heads to the Echo, directly to Echo CDM photograph. And there's nothing there.
Okay, copy. Nothing there. We're still talking about it down here.
We found it.
We copy.
Court of E config. We found it.
Excellent.
Houston Station on 2 for network.
Houston's with you. Go ahead.
Hey, Brandon. Looks like my iPad lost connection with CloudNet, so I couldn't open timeline as well as the procedure activities on my iPad. Let me check on SSCs.
Okay, and is it just that one iPad that seems to be having the problem, or are there multiple iPads on board that are having that problem?
I will check. Houston Station on 2 for network.
Yes, sir.
Tried on my another iPad and have the same issue, so no connection to CloudNet. And on SSC, I cannot refresh the timeline, and also I cannot open the procedure from Optimus.
Okay, I understand.
And it looks like Swab has the same issue.
Okay, at this point, just spread the word to keep Optimus up without doing any closures or refreshes, and we will start troubleshooting here on the ground and let you know what the next steps are.
He's standing by.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Tibby and Peggy and Neuromotion. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Tibby and Peggy and Neuromotion.
Right on 2, Huntsville.
Hey, Peggy, a couple things before we step into the VR session. We recommend the amplifier that is strapped onto Tibby's arm to be tightened up on his upper arm. So it's not sliding down on his wrist to interfere with the session. And then also, if you're having issues getting the headset on, we recommend putting the controllers in front of the field of view of the headset.
Okay, I think we got it right now. Look good to you?
Yes, the amplifier looks good.
On Severo Station on 2 for Ham Radio 46.
Chuck, go ahead on 2.
Yeah, Shooks cannot open the document for his ham radio activity, upcoming at 10:17. And looks like my personal SSC still have a connection to the network, so if possible, can you guys send his document to my email account?
We copy, we're checking.
Altaville Station on 2 for Shook's ham radio. Can you guys give us a prime radio channel and a backup radio channel?
And Topper with you in 2. The prime is channel 14, backup is 13, and I am working on getting the document in an email. Would you like the procedure as well?
No need the procedure, but just the document with the list of questions and a copy that the prime is 14, backup is 13.
Okay, we copy. We're getting the email and work.
And Huntsville Station, this is Shooks for ham radio.
Shooks, go ahead.
Confirm you are okay with the field of view of camera.
And Shooks, we don't have the video routed because you're using the free floater, but we trust your judgment on the best field of view.
Copy that.
Station Houston on 2 for network issues.
Field connection to last. This is the Columbus X camera.
Houston Station on 2 for network.
Okay, Pluto seems to have narrowed down the network issue to hypervisor 1. If you could go to the lab forward end cone and lay eyes on that and open up the lid.
Okay. Huntsville Station, Shooks for ham radio.
Shooks, go ahead.
The camera was not powered on. It is powered on now. Confirm you like the field of view.
And Shooks, the field of view is just going to be routed, recorded. We don't have it routed, so we can't confirm the field of view down here. But it should be fine, according to your judgment, and we're about to enter a handover.
Okay, copy that. I understand now. Thank you.
This is Field Station on 2. We are at step 12.13.
Copy, Becky.
Houston Station on 2. HV1 server was dead, so I powered it back on. And it says that HV1 is go for ops. So now we have connection to CloudNet. However, still cannot open the timeline.
That should take 5 or 10 minutes before full functionality is recovered. And if you could also double check for us that the power chain is secure to Hypervisor 1.
I checked it and it looks okay now. Power cable have a white LED. However, when I turn it back on, it says popped up the battery alert saying the battery might be need to replaced.
Hey, that's a good note. Thank you.
The Huntsville Station on 2, I'm not sure you copied my last. We're at step 12.3, and he started the VR activity.
Yep, thank you. We copied. Thank you so much. We don't have any further instructions, and sorry if I didn't go through. We were going through a handover when you called.
Station Munich, Space Ground 2 for Swath.
Munich, it's Swath here.
Very good, Swath. Most important item for the ESA PAO, you may also use the 360 GoPro. And we have an indication that your on-off issue is related to a loose SD card. So the SD card in the slot with the power cable. So please make sure to put a Capcom tape over the slot to make sure that the SD card keeps in place.
Okay, thank you, Norbert, and well understood. I'll fix the GoPro 360 using a bit of Kapton tape on the SD card. And for the tour, I am setting up one of the floaters, XF705, as in the instructions, so I think that should be fine.
Absolutely, that was optional for the tour, and so you are good with your setup. And just for us, did you do your exercise TheraBand that completed?
Yes, I did, but there are some network problems, so I couldn't really mark it as complete, and we are waiting for network problems to be resolved, so Optimus access is restricted for the moment.
Copy, and that's understood, but we also copy the exercise is completed. Thank you.
It is. Perfect. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for keyboard.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for network and talk at your convenience.
And station on 2, it's paper. You can go ahead for the network.
We think that everything should be up and running now, so continue to use the network nominally and let us know if you see any further issues. We also suspect that this caused the T2 anomaly. And we'll let you know if there are any other actions required on that front.
Okay, copy that. I am seeing, I can at least open the ham radio document now, and I'll check IPV. But yeah, we were just talking about that, that T2 might be related as well. Thanks.
Go team.
Station still on space to ground 2 for Peggy, and ham pass question. Books, we'd like him, if he hasn't gotten to it already, defer question 15 in his ham pass. So do not do question 15.
Copy. I'll be right in there.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann and T2.
Houston station, go ahead.
Assuming the T2 data light is blinking at its normal 1 hertz, T2 is go for use, and you're welcome to tear down the Node 3 camera whenever you'd like.
Hey, thank you, and great telepathy, because I was just standing here on T2 ready to work out, thinking, I wonder if this is go. So thank you so much.
Almost like we saw you.
I'm now picking up what you're putting down. You shouldn't share how you became brilliant. Just let people believe that you were brilliant.
Copy that. Wilco. Station Houston on space to ground 2 for network.
Go ahead on 2, Brandon.
Unfortunately, Hypervisor 1 has failed again, so you'll find the similar symptoms in Optimus. We do have a spare battery location when you are ready to copy, so you can R&R the battery on Hypervisor 1 and get it powered back up.
Okay, ready to copy.
Okay, you're looking for a 1.0 CTB serial number 5003 in Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1. And you will just remove the power cable from Hypervisor 1, make sure it's powered off, and R&R the battery similar to how you do a field strip. And if you need a reference procedure, I can give that to you.
Okay, I'll get a spare battery from 1.0 CTB 5003 from Node 1 Deck 4 _ Kilo 1 and make sure laptop is powered off, replace the battery, and I will report the serial number of the new battery later.
Perfect.
Houston Station on 2 for network.
Go ahead.
Okay, battery replacement is complete. HV1 is called for ops, and the new battery serial number is 1188, and I will trash the old battery into a hardware trash.
While you have it in hand, can we get the serial number of the failed battery, please?
1020.
Thank you. And does it appear swollen or deformed in any way?
All outside, everything just looks nominal.
Okay, thanks. We can go with your plan to put cardboard trash.
It's on space to ground 2 for any crew in Columbus. We would be going on board with video.
And it's Swap here on space to ground 2. Norbert, please feel free to come on video. The camera setting is the same, so pointing should be fine, and I'm starting with Maxine.
Okay. Great news, Tuck. Swap, of course, and so the PAO2 already finished. Thank you.
She from the PAO2, we did Node 1, Columbus, and GEM, and this is quite difficult during working hours to do the tour of all modules. We will do as the modules are available and our time, and eventually finishing off after working hours just to have certain modules potentially available. I left the status in the keynote.
Thanks, and that's definitely a good plan.
Answer station on 2, this is TB for Amperchar.
TB, go ahead.
Hey, Hansel, so we have a kind of a free floater shortage here on the station. I'm planning to set up the Node 2 camera number 1 for this session, and I will record, and I will also include the mic, if that's all right with you guys. I hope it's not disturbing getting the sound.
Copy. We're checking. And Tibby, Huntsville's back with you on 2.
Ready to copy?
You are go to use Node 2 Cam 1.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Peggy and Alania at your convenience. We have a number of Alania's observations. That would be appreciated.
thank you.
Station Munich, Space to Ground 2 for Peggy.
Hey, Munich.
Peggy, so we see that our payload laptop number one, the one that you kind of disconnected at the beginning of the activity for the neuromotion, is currently not drawing any power, so it was put back by T4, but maybe you can check whether the power chain is connected again. It was the one on the forward three location in Columbus.
It was my bad. I had not turned on the blue brick, and so it powered down, I imagine. Do you need me to repower it, or can you guys do that from the ground?
And Peggy, we already see a current draw, so all good. No further action from your side. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Houston Station on 2 for Yerebe inspection.
Good afternoon, go ahead.
Yerebe 1478 seems to be properly pre-treated. For step 4.6.1, estimated quantity is 95%. No damage to liner. Estimated amount of gas is 2-3%. And color of the fluid is reddish color, as you can see in figure number 6. And task is complete.
Great report. That's all we needed. Thanks so much.
Lanzo Station 2, this is TB for neuromotion. No response required. I just updated my criminal, just to let you guys know.
We copy TB. We'll take a look.
And Huntsville Station, Johnny on 2, with a question on my 1400 activity saliva sample demo. Not sure who owns this, but I am demonstrating how to take saliva samples, and I just want to clarify if I'm going to do this correctly. If you open up the attachment, on the very bottom, it says that I'll take a natural saliva sample and show the process of milk feed freezer insertion. But then on the third bullet point down, it says that no sample should be placed into milk feed. So should I just kind of talk about the milk feed insertion, or should I actually do it, but then take the sample back out, and know what I'm doing with milk feed?
And we copy Johnny, check in, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Johnny, Huntsville's back with you in 2.
Yeah, 2.
All right, so the plan is to use an actual saliva sample. You will trust that in the end, but you will not be accessing Melfi or putting it in Melfi at all. You'll just be talking about Melfi.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2. For any crew in Columbus, we will be coming on board with the end cone VCA.
Chicago.
End station, this is Munich again on Space to Ground 2. Correction, that would be the other VCA. VCA 1 is the hatch side camera of Columbus, not the end cone. No response required.
Phoenix Station, this is Swap on 2. Was that the comment for me for an MEF experiment?
Hey, Swap, good afternoon. Yeah, just letting you know that we are coming on board with the VCA 1, that is the port camera.
Okay, excellent. I placed it on the handrail next to the hatch on the port side of Columbus, and that would be great to check the field of view.
We'll let you know once we have the routing in place and we see the view.
Cool, thanks.
Station Munich on 2 for Suave. We now receive the video. If you could pan the camera a little bit more upwards.
This is better. I think the last time, I don't know if the camera was on the port or starboard side of Columbus, but I did the experiment on deck 2.
We definitely like the view now. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and or Peggy. We see you're proceeding in the procedure. We would like to have a closer look at your electrodes if you could move closer to the camera and give us a close-up view.
Hey, yes, excellent. We are doing this. So let's go TBR first, and then bottom of quadriceps, tops of quadriceps, and calves.
beautiful legs on the front, waiting for the back view. Looks perfect, Suave. Thank you.
Station on 2-4, I think ISO.
We are with you on 2. We don't currently have an ISO, but we'll get an answer as quick as we can for you.
It may actually be more PAO. Well, you could tell me. So we have yesterday, or maybe a couple days ago, we kind of reorganized our clip-on mics and handheld mics for into the kits, into three different modules plus a floater one. You can see the midday meal crew note, I think, day before yesterday. And one of them, the lab kit, does not have a clip-on mic. And I noticed in IMS that we do have a couple clip-on mics and transmitters in stowage. And I'm wondering if we can deploy one of those so that we have four full kits that include a handheld mic, a clip-on mic, a receiver in each of those four kits. Right now there's three that have everything, and then the lab one only has a handheld mic. And no rush on that answer. It's more of a getting things where we want them.
All right, I copy. We'll check into whether we can move one of the clip-on mics out of stowage and into the lab kit.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And station, this is Munich on 2-4 Peggy. We think we saw the remote controller floating out of that CTB towards the probably forward one location. Looked like a box with a cable rolled up around it and some thumbs up.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for help. Munich station, Suave on 2-4 NMES.
We're with you on 2, Suave.
Should I keep my active belt together with other NMES, or should I doff it?
You can keep it donned.
Go.
Station is Munich on 2-4 Swash and the ankle strap. So we've seen other crew members have a little bit of issues with restraining the ankle in the, whatever you want to call the hardware. And this could be solved by putting the ankle strap really diagonally from the heel of your foot, diagonally upwards, really covering the ankle and not just the calf. If you're happy with the setup, we have no complaints, but that's the recommendation we would have if you feel that your ankle is not fully restrained.
Thank you, Munich. I already used it before and didn't have major problems, and I'll probably restrain myself in the same way.
That is absolutely fine with us. And station is Munich on 2-4 muscle stimulation. Suave, we see that you've removed your nitrile gloves. Per procedure, those would come off after the stimulation protocol. So to keep them on during the entire run for now, please.
Thank you, Munich station is Suave on 2-4 NMES.
Go ahead on 2, Suave.
As per instructions, I didn't get the pop-ups figure 15, but the software opened and I am connected. I have a blue LED on the device. Is that nominal? I have figure 17 in front of my eyes on the screen.
That is expected. The pop-up only comes the first time you perform the activity. So you're go to continue.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member. Anne helped us recover Hypervisor 5 a couple of days ago, but unfortunately we're still not seeing the Ultra Bay drive. In order to fix this, we'll need someone to perform a subset of the field strip procedure. Let me know when you're ready to copy the steps.
Okay, ready to copy. If that's just reseeding the Ultra Bay, I think we get
the... See, we're going to have you perform the field strip procedure. That's 4.4.410. And that's all steps except 4 and 7.
4.4.410 except for steps 4 and 7.
Good read back.
Next station is Suave on 2-4 NMES.
Munich is here on 2-Suave.
I would like to ask about the training time that I need to put in software. Initially, by default, it was 60 minutes. The training time for science is 20 minutes. Should I include 5 minutes of warm-up, so should I put 25, or... 20 minutes for science, it includes warm-up.
So, Suave, the duration should be 20 plus warm-up, whatever you deem required for the warm-up, up to 5 minutes can be your warm-up time. So then up to 25 total.
Okay, excellent. I will put 25, and then I'll continue with the protocol like that, not doing any breaks. I'm comfortable with that. Are you okay with this?
Fine for us. Yes, that's fine for us.
Go.
And Houston Station for HV laptop.
You on two for laptop.
We just wanted to double check because Talk and I both had something different in our mind. Did you need that on HV1 or HV5?
HV5.
See, it works.
Thanks for your help.
And on two for HV5, the field strip is complete, and the HV5 is back to the Gopher Ops screen.
We see it's coming back online. Thanks very much for performing that for us, and we'll let you know if we have anything else.
Hey, thank you. Also just noticed the lab PCS. Looks like it just restarted. Was that expected?
That's affirmative. We are performing some PCS reboots this morning.
Great, thanks.
Unix station, Suave on 2 for NMES.
Unix is here, Suave.
I started the warm-up and then continued to the science phase, and I forgot to let you know when the warm-up was done. So I'm well advanced in the science phase. I'm at 24 minutes now.
That's fine, thank you. Yeah, we copied when we last talked about the 25-minute duration, I guess, from there. We can deduct it. Fits pretty well. No worries.
Okay, great, thanks. Unix station is Suave on 2 for NMES.
Go ahead on 2, Suave.
Science phase is finished, and I am about to start step 16, decimal 2.
Suave, do you remember what the main percentage was that you applied?
Like the previous session, 50%. 50.
Copy, 50, and no pauses you reported before?
No problems. I might add some information in the crew notes, but everything went well, smooth from the device point of view, no problems. I tried to go to 60%, but it was a bit much.
Copy all, thank you.
This is Shooks for Myogenesis.
Shooks, Huntsville's with you on 2. Good afternoon. I can go ahead and let you know your go in step 1.1 of your LSG activities. The decontamination is complete, and your PD, Sean Keeney, is standing by on space to ground 4.
Roger, and I copy that. We are good to go, step 1.1, and contact Sean Keeney on channel 4. Thank you.
Station, this is Munich on 2 for Suave, with just a brief reminder that we would be really interested in the battery charging status, as this was your third session, and typically they last for 4, but we would like to know if we need to schedule a recharge before your final session.
Sure, I already put it in a crew note, so you should have it. I think I did as well for the previous session, so you could see the trend potentially with multiple sessions.
Perfect, thanks Suave. Yeah, it takes a while till the crew arrives here.
Next station, Suave on 2 for NMES.
Go ahead on 2, Suave.
Quick question. The encryption, as per instructions, should take a couple of seconds, but it is taking over a minute or two. I was wondering if this is nominal.
Suave, if that happens, you can close the script and then run it again.
Okay, no problem. Just for reference, it's step 18, decimal 4.
Copy, 18.4.
Also, another question. There is a file from the session on June 30th. Should I delete that file?
Affirm. You can delete the file from June 30th, but this one only, please.
That's correct. And the encryption completed successfully, so I wanted to notify you after step 18.5 that is ready for downlink.
Thank you, Suave. That was a very smooth run today. If we don't talk again, wishing you and all the crew a happy rest of the 4th of July. And thanks again. That was really smooth work.
So thank you, Andy, for support and for all the instructions on the way. So we couldn't do it without you.
Appreciate it, Suave.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Kermit Hardware Setup.
So Station on 2, sorry, I got Cotton Cupola. I'll get on it.
We copy. Thank you so much.
Substation on 2 for Kiyomp is set up. Ready for you. Sorry for the delay.
We copy. Thank you so much. Impressed with how quickly you got that done.
Substation on 2, do you like the view? And are you ready for me to start the first set of samples?
Peggy, right now we actually don't have a view, but we are go with you proceeding as long as you can leave the serial numbers in the field of view as well. Or no, I'm sorry. Leave the serial numbers in a crew note, but we are good with you proceeding.
Copy, will do.
So we can get a good side view as well. Peggy Huntsville's with you on 2. Thank you so much. Those are great views. The ground team really appreciates it. If you can, go ahead and move that camera back to Kermit. Copy. You're okay. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Nicole and LSG.
With ground 2.
Hey, Nicole. Calling to give you some flexibility on your timeline. We are ready for your next two green LSG activities at your convenience.
I will put those to work. Thanks.
Thank you.
Huntsville station on 2-4 acquired.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
So this is a date of success because after the troubleshooting of Neuromotion, acquired also works for the first time. So thank you very much, everyone, on the ground team.
The copy here is like everybody over at Axiom is celebrating. Thanks for your work.
Yeah, hi to them.
Station Munich on Space Ground 2 with a heads-up talk for members. The media set event with live audio and video broadcast from Columbus will start in about 5 minutes.
Munich station on Space Ground 2, this is Tibor for the video event.
Tibor, Munich is with you. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I see USB connected to the ice cube, so ready when you are.
Copy. We will put the connection in work from the ground, and then we will start with the voice check through the media set in about 2 minutes.
Sounds good.
Tibor, one go back. We'll wait until the handover. Station Munich on Space Ground 2 with a heads up to all crew members. The live event in Columbus has finished and we have resumed nominal audio and video configuration.
So station on 2 for Cleo. Are you ready for ops?
Peggy Hunt is with you and you're go to start.
Great. And in your free time, if you guys want to send me how the data is looking, I'd be very interested to know.
We copy and we're looking into it. We'll let you know we can. Station on Solid Space Ground 2 for Peggy and Cleo.
Head on 2.
Peggy, you have some good news if you're looking to get ahead. The team let us know that you can go ahead and do the sample install after you've done this instead of waiting for timeline.
Okay, that's great. Would they prefer I do 2 separate openings? Or try and, actually, yeah, I can just pull both boxes out and pull the next sample out and put the old one in. I think they're in 2 different boxes, but I can do that. That way we'll only have 1 opening.
Copy, and the team said that that's preferred if you can do it.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy. It was a little difficult for us to see those serial numbers. Could you read them down to us, please?
Huntsville station on 2. Serial number 3 was in the front and 4 was in the back.
You copy. 3 in the front, 4 in the back. Thank you, Peggy.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Voyager Display is crewed up.
Houston Station, this is Shooks, go ahead for Voyager Display.
Shooks, we reviewed your crew note and we saw that the finger pointing activity did not open. We believe that was just an internet issue, and if you could retry that at your convenience sometime before the end of the day, we'd really appreciate it.
For sure, I would definitely retry that, but just an observation, in the past as well, when rest of the activities do open, and there is one activity which doesn't generally, which either it is finger pointing or stylus, it has been repeatedly observed during the past days. But anyways, I would go ahead and I would try it at my own convenience.
We copy all. Thanks for that information and I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Station on Sol, Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Voice in Space.
With you on 2.
Hey Tibby, we just wanted to check in and see where you were in this activity. What's that?
Just finished the teardown.
We copy, just finished tearing it down. Tibby Huntsville's back with you on 2. When you were doing the teardown, do you know if you did step 9.3 or 9.4? We just want that for our notes.
Huntsville Station, and we have Tibby for voice.
Go ahead, Tibby Huntsville's with you.
Huntsville, if I remember correctly, that was a survey at the end of this exercise last time. Do I have to fill it out this time as well?
Thanks for asking, but no, you do not need to fill it out today.
Sounds awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for checking. Have a good rest of your day.
You guys. Station on 2, this is TB for the PAO tomorrow, the document video.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
That'd be actually a Houston question, but I will ask you guys. I just went through the script, and at the end, seeing that I'm wearing the random dosimeter for the whole duration of the mission, which is true, but as far as I know, that's classified as a human experiment because I'm wearing it on my body, and if I tell it to a PA, you know, on a PAO, that will invalidate the data, or then the data cannot be anonymized. So is it correct to mention it? Could you guys please find out?
We copy and we're checking.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby.
Good evening, Houston. VT on 2.
I heard that you may still be seeing issues with your Teams on your iPad. If you haven't already, you can try doing a power cycle before your PMC, and hopefully it'll help out.
Copy on it. Houston, Tibby on 2 for Teams.
Station Houston on 2. We're with you, Tibby.
Hi, Station. The power cycle did not solve the problem, unfortunately.
We copy. We will work it after your PMC.
Thank you, and obviously I meant Houston. It's just quite late now.
Unix Station is Swab on 2 for Astro Mental Health Data Downlink.
Unix is here on 2, Swab.
Sorry for a bit of a delay, but we benefited from empty modules now by the end of the day to do recordings for the ISS tour, so I am slightly delayed with that one, but now I'm starting with the data downlink. So I just wanted to let you know that the laptop, Columbus Payload Laptop 2, is already powered, and I can... just wanted to notify you.
Thanks for the info, Swab.
Station 9-2, are you ready for CLIA sample removal?
Station Huntsville's with you. If you could give us 2 or 3 more minutes, we're ending the last little bit of our data downlink.
No worries. Hold on.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead.
Thanks for letting us get that last bit of data down. You are go for both pink activities, sample remove, and hardware power down.
All right, that's in work.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead on 2.
Reminder, you're recommended to don nitrile gloves for this part of the procedure.
All right, and I have them in my pocket.
Thanks.
Station on 2 for LG.
Huntsville's with you on 2, and you are go to stow the LSG if you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day, Baber.
Station, this is Munich on Space Ground 2 for Schucks or Suave and Everywhere app with a quick request.
Munich Station, this is Schucks. Go ahead.
Hey, Schucks, we have a request for you, and if you could pass it on to Suave, then at some point at your convenience, that would be great. We have not yet received your Everywhere questionnaire that you filled out today, and we think that's just a matter of syncing up the app. So if you could, on your iPad, pull up the Everywhere app and just keep it active for a few seconds and then put it to the background, that should already do the trick, and we'd ask you to pass that on to Suave as well.
Copy all that. In work, I would open it and pass it on to Suave. Thank you.
Suave heard you as well. Thanks.
Hey, guys, this is for your astral mental health questionnaires that you did just now, a second ago. Thanks, all.
Sensation on 2 for offloading of a Suave.
Bear with you on 2, and you are go in step 3.1.
We go, thank you. Houston Fish on 2 for the Yedave. I've got 1339 with me.
That's a good number. Thanks very much.
Munich Station on 2 for blood tubes.
Munich is here. Peggy, go ahead.
The tubes barcodes are listed in the crew note, so you can check them out.
Thank you. We'll have a look.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and iPad.
Thank you, on 2.
We have another potential recovery action that we can perform on your iPad to help with the inverted image on Teams. If you would be willing to drop your Teams application, you can continue using your iPad, and then Pluto will attempt to uninstall and reinstall the app.
And how much time would it take, what do you think?
It would be 15 minutes, 1-5.
All right, that's all right. We can give it a shot.
Okay, sounds good. Let us know when you have the Teams application dropped, and then we will start the uninstall, reinstall process. And if you'd also check with Peggy to see if she'd like to have hers cleaned up at this time as well.
And Station Munich, no response required for Peggy and the serial numbers on those blood tubes. They look good. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Station Houston on 2 for Tibby and iPad.
Houston Station on 2, this is Tibby.
Tibby, back with you. We just wanted to confirm that you are no longer using Teams, and we'll go ahead and get your application updated for you.
I would need additional 10 minutes if that's all right.
Understood. You let us know when you're finished, although we see that you also have your ACC conference coming up, so we can also do the update after that is complete if needed.
All right, we'll let you know.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Sensation on 2 for Yedave Swap.
The 2 on 2.
We get double green. Your in transfer compressor hose is connected to the Padacha Davlinia. And the task is complete.
All right. That's a great config. Thanks very much for help with that today.
Anytime.
And then, Nicole, quick question for you since we have you. For the shutter close activity, were you targeting the no later than time, or were you planning to put that in place before pre-sleep?
I was going to do it as soon as this last EarthObs/Elon target is done for Axiom.
Okay, copy all. Thanks for the status. We appreciate it.
Houston Station on 2, this is TB for Teams.
With you on 2 for Teams.
Houston, I'm feeling miserable here. Could you please let me know how to delete Teams from this one?
All right, I've checked with Pluto, and it sounds like all the updates and changes will be taking place via ground activity, so we can give you a call once we have it in place if you'd like.
Even better. I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tibby. And for your awareness, we don't have a KU pass just yet, so we'll have to perform it after you finish the ACC conference, and then we'll kick it off right away.
Hey, Houston, I was in Meldrum. Could you please call me?
No problem. We're not currently in a KU pass, and so unfortunately we will not have KU until your ACC conference. So after your conference is complete, then we will put the update in place and hopefully have it in place for the start of your PFC.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Vision Munich, Space to Ground 2 for any crew in Columbus.
Go ahead on 2, Nova.
Good morning, Doug. So, for awareness, so we want to go on board with video in Columbus now for the Maxine session of Suave. So, you are aware of it.
Okay, thank you for the heads up.
Welcome.
Munich station is WAF for Maxine session on 2.
Munich is with you.
I wanted to give you a go to come on board, and I would like to know if the field of view for VCA1 is good for the Maxine session for you.
Copy, and we are still in the process of activating the video, so stand by a second.
Problem, should I continue the preparation of the setup?
Affirmative. You can definitely start the setup or continue with the setup.
Okay.
Unique back to you. Two, no response. We are good with the people.
Cover station on 2 for GHF.
With the on 2 attack, and good morning.
Morning, Takemoto-san. Good to talk to you. And I'm ready for GHF activity. GEM camera number 2 is ready for downlink.
Copy. A good talk with you, Pak, and we're checking the view, and you have a go for the step 1, dismount 2. And just to let you know that let's use space to ground 3 for all your CPC activities today.
Sounds good. Go for step 1, dismount 2, and switching to space to ground 3.
Good read back.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for SWAV. This is your handpass reminder. The approximate rise time is 8:41.
Munich station is SWAV on 2 for Columbus payload laptop 3.
This is Munich, SWAV, so step 1, you are go.
Thank you, Norbert, I'll power off.
A good understanding, and we understand you are in time with everything. Excellent.
So, station on 2.
Nicole, go ahead and 2.
Volume is
we copy work volume deployed. Thank you.
On T2 that I have not seen before. So Sergey was using T2 and the treadmill stopped about 1 minute prior to him completing his profile or his protocol. The screen looked like it normally did, so he went back to the login screen and he was going to start a second one. And instead of going to the login screen right now, what we see is all of the logins are blank and the first login is a black box. Letter B. CLU and the UEI are both reading connected. We do have a good data light. The SLS and server are reading disconnected, but there are no user profiles shown. Just all of them are gray except for number one that is a black B.
Thanks for the thorough description. We'll circle the wagons down here and let you know what the next steps are.
And in a gauge, do you think this is going to be a short sink or a long sink? I'm wondering if you think we may have a chance of getting him go to do his second profile during his T2 window.
I'll get you words as soon as I can. My guess would be 20 minutes or so.
Okay, and I will put the Node 3 camera onto the laptop.
Copy.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Tibby and Neuromotion.
Go ahead for Neuromotion.
Peggy, we see that the photon cap looks slightly twisted over to the left. We need it to match with figure 12 with that center electrode down that center line of Tibby's face.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for Tibby's cap. Which way would you like me to move it?
We want to move the center electrode to the center of Tibby's face. If you look at figure 12, that center image of it has a white line that shows the alignment.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann and T2.
And do you like that positioning better?
And Peggy, that looks good. Thank you.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Ann and T2.
And Huntsville Station on 2, we are at step 6.8 on the neuromotion setup, and we do not have the pink box indicated in figure 16.
Okay, we copy and we're checking.
We also did the if statement there. If the window is not populated with sensor information, select the open file. We did those steps as well. Don't find the neuromotion config CDM file.
Okay, copy. We're talking about it. Station on phone 2 for Peggy and neuromotion.
Go ahead.
So we recommend selecting open file, and then on the desktop, there should be a folder, neuromotion underscore shared folder, and you can check in that folder for the config CVM file.
Neuromotion share folder?
But it goes to the Echo CVM photon graph.
Yeah, which heads to the Echo's, directly to Echo's VO photon graph. And there's nothing there.
Okay, copy. Nothing there. We're still talking down it, about it down here.
We found it.
We copy.
Core to be config. We found it.
Excellent.
Houston Station on 2 for network.
Houston's with you. Go ahead.
Hey, Brandon. Looks like my iPad lost connection with CloudNet, so I couldn't open timeline as well as the procedure activities on my iPad. Let me check on SSC.
Okay, and is it just that one iPad that seems to be having the problem, or are there multiple iPads on board that are having that problem?
I will check. Houston Station on 2 for network.
Yes, sir.
Tried on my another iPad and have the same issue. So no connection to CloudNet. And on SSC, I cannot refresh the timeline, and also I cannot open the procedure from Optimus.
Okay, I understand.
And it looks like Swab has the same issue.
Okay, at this point, just spread the word to keep Optimus up without doing any closures or refreshes, and we will start troubleshooting here on the ground and let you know what the next steps are.
He's standing by.
Station Huntsville on space ground 2 for Tibby and Peggy and neuromotion. Station Huntsville on space ground 2 for Tibby and Peggy and neuromotion.
Right on 2, Huntsville.
Hey, Peggy, a couple things before we step into the VR session. We recommend the amplifier that is strapped onto Tibby's arm to be tightened up on his upper arm. So it's not sliding down on his wrist to interfere with the session. And then also, if you're having issues getting the headset on, we recommend putting the controllers in front of the field of view of the headset.
Okay, I think we got it right now. Look good to you?
Yes, the amplifier looks good.
And there is station on 2 for ham radio for 6.
Tuck, go ahead on 2.
Yeah, Shooks cannot open the document for his ham radio activity upcoming at 10:17. And looks like my personal SSC still have a connection to the network, so if possible, can you guys send his document to my email account?
We copy, we're checking.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Shooks ham radio. Can you guys give us a prime radio channel and a backup radio channel?
And talk, we're with you in 2. The prime is channel 14, backup is 13, and I am working on getting the document in an email. Would you like the procedure as well?
No need the procedure, but just the document with a list of questions. And a copy that the prime is 14, backup is 13.
Okay, we copy. We're getting the email and work.
And Huntsville Station, this is Shooks for Ham Radio.
Shooks, go ahead.
Confirm you are okay with the field of view of camera.
And Shooks, we don't have the video routed because you're using the free floater, but we trust your judgment on the best field of view.
Copy that.
Station Houston on 2 for network issues.
Field connection to last. This is the Columbus X camera.
Houston Station on 2 for network.
Okay, Pluto seems to have narrowed down the network issue to hypervisor 1. If you could go to the lab forward end cone and lay eyes on that and open up the lid. With the...
Okay. Answer station Shooks for ham radio.
Shooks, go ahead.
The camera was not powered on. It is powered on now. Confirm you like the field of view.
And Shooks, the field of view is just going to be routed, so, or excuse me, recorded. We don't have it routed, so we can't confirm the field of view down here. But it should be fine, according to your judgment, and we're about to enter a handover.
Okay, copy that, copy that. I understand now. Thank you.
It's on field station on 2. We are at step 12.13.
Copy, Peggy.
It's on station on 2. HV1 server was dead, so I powered it back on, and it says that HV1 is go for ops. So now we have connection to CloudNet, however, still cannot open the timeline.
That should take 5 or 10 minutes before full functionality is recovered, and if you could also double check for us that the power chain is secure to Hypervisor 1.
I checked it and it looks okay now. Power cable have white LED. However, when I turn it back on, it says popped up the battery alert saying the battery might be need to be replaced.
Okay, that's a good note. Thank you.
The Huntsville station on 2, I'm not sure you copied my last. We're at step 12.3 and he started the VR activity.
Yep, thank you. We copied. Thank you so much. We don't have any further instructions, and sorry if I didn't go through. We were going through a handover when you called.
Station Munich, space and ground 2 for SWAF.
And Munich, it's SWAF here.
Very good, SWAF. Most important item for the ESA PAO, you may also use the 360 GoPro. And we have an indication that your... the on-off issue is related to a loose SD card. So the SD card in the slot with the power cable, so please make sure to put a cut-down tape over the slot to make sure that the SD card keeps in place.
Okay, thank you, Norbert, and well understood. I'll fix the GoPro 360 using a bit of cut-down tape on the SD card. And for the tour, I am setting up one of the floaters, XF705, as in the instructions, so I think that should be fine.
Absolutely, that was optional for the tour, and so you are good with your setup. And just for us, did you do your exercise TheraPamp that completed?
Yes, I did, but there are some network problems, so I couldn't really mark it as complete, and we are waiting for network problems to be resolved, so Optimus access is restricted for the moment.
Copy, and that's understood, but we also copy the exercise is completed. Thank you.
It is. Perfect. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for T-Board.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for network and talk at your convenience.
And station on 2, it's Vapor. You can go ahead for the network.
We think that everything should be up and running now, so continue to use the network nominally and let us know if you see any further issues. We also suspect that this caused the T2 anomaly, and we'll let you know if there any other actions required on that front.
Okay, copy that. I am seeing I can at least open the ham radio document now, and I'll check IPV, but yeah, we were just talking about that, the T2 might be related as well. Thanks.
Go team.
Station still on space to ground 2 for Peggy and hand pass question. Next, we'd like him, if he hasn't gotten to it already, defer question 15 in his hand pass. So do not do question 15.
Copy. And then I'll be right in there.
Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Ann and T2.
Houston Station, go ahead.
Assuming the T2 data light is blinking at its normal 1 hertz, T2 is go for use, and you're welcome to tear down the Node 3 camera whenever you'd like.
Hey, thank you, and great telepathy, because I was just standing here on T2 ready to work out, thinking, I wonder if this is go. So thank you so much.
Almost like we saw you.
I'm now picking up what you're putting down. You shouldn't share how you became brilliant. Just let people believe that you were brilliant.
Copy that. Wilco. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for network.
Go ahead on 2, Brandon.
Unfortunately, Hypervisor 1 has failed again, so you'll find the similar symptoms in Optimus. We do have a spare battery location when you are ready to copy, so you can R&R the battery on Hypervisor 1 and get it powered back up.
Okay, ready to copy.
Okay, you're looking for a 1.0 CTB serial number 5003 in Node 1 Deck 4, Kilo 1. And you will just remove the power cable from Hypervisor 1, make sure it's powered off, and R&R the battery similar to how you do a field strip. And if you need a reference procedure, I can give that to you.
Okay, I'll get a spare battery from 1.0 CTB 5003 from Node 1 Tech 4 underscore Kilo 1 and make sure laptop is powered off, replace the battery, and I will report the serial number of the new battery later.
Perfect.
Houston Station on 2 for network.
Go ahead.
Okay, battery replacement is complete. HV1 is called for ops, and the new battery serial number is 1188, and I will trash the old battery into a hardware trash.
While you have it in hand, can we get the serial number of the failed battery, please?
1020.
Thank you. And does it appear swollen or deformed in any way?
All outside, everything just looks nominal.
Okay, thanks. We concur with your plan to put in hardware trash.
Be on Space to Ground 2 for any crew in Columbus. We would be going on board with video.
And it's Swap here on Space to Ground 2. Norbert, please feel free to come on video. The camera setting is the same, so pointing should be fine, and I'm starting with Maxine.
Okay. Great news, Tuck. Swap, of course. And, so the PAO tour already finished. Thank you.
From the PAO tour, we did Node 1, Columbus, and GEM, and this is quite difficult during working hours to do the tour of all modules. We will do as the modules are available and our time, and eventually finishing off after working hours just to have certain modules potentially available. I left the status in the crew note.
Thanks, and that's definitely a good plan.
Answer station on 2, this is TB for Amperchar.
TB, go ahead.
Hey, Hansel. So we have a kind of a free floater shortage here on the station. I'm planning to set up the Node 2 camera number 1 for this session, and I will record, and I will also include the mic, if that's all right with you guys. I hope it's not, you know, disturbing anything with sound.
Copy. We're checking. And Tibby, Huntsville, back with you on 2.
Ready to copy?
You are go to use Node 2 Cam 1.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Alania at your convenience.
We have a number of Alania observations for the future today. So we actually lost it to get pre-put in observation to all of our students who would like to get supplies. If you could look at the competition and let them know the CAM crew, that would be appreciated.
We'll see what we can do. Thank you.
Station Munich, Space to Ground 2 for Peggy.
And Munich.
Peggy, so we see that our payload laptop number 1, the one that you disconnected, connected at the beginning of the activity for the neuromotion is currently not drawing any power, so it was put back by T4, but maybe you can check whether the power chain is connected again. It was the one on the forward 3 location in Columbus.
It was my bad. I had not turned on the blue brick, and so it powered down, I imagine. Do you need me to repower it, or can you guys do that from the ground?
And Peggy, we already see a current draw, so all good. No further action from your side. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Houston Station on 2 for Yerebe inspection.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yerebe 1478 seems to be properly pre-treated. For step 4.6.1, estimated quantity is 95%. No damage to liner. Estimated amount of gas is 2-3%. And color of the fluid is reddish color, as you can see in figure number 6. And task is complete.
Great report. That's all we needed. Thanks so much.
Huntsville Station 2, this is TB4 Neuromotion. No response required. I just updated my crew notes, just to let you guys know.
We copy TB. We'll take a look.
And Huntsville Station, Johnny on 2, with a question on my 1400 activity saliva sample demo.
We are with you.
Not sure who owns this, but I am demonstrating how to take saliva samples, and I just want to clarify if I'm going to do this correctly. If you open up the attachment, on the very bottom, it says that I'll take a natural saliva sample and show the process of milk feed freezer insertion, but then on the third bullet point down, it says that no sample should be placed into milk feed. So, should I just kind of talk about the milk insertion, or should I actually do it, but then take the sample back out, and know what I'm doing with milk?
And we copy Johnny, check in, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Johnny, Huntsville's back with you in 2.
Yeah, 2.
All right, but the plan is to use an actual saliva sample. You will trust that in the end, but you will not be accessing Melfi or putting it in Melfi at all. You'll just be talking about Melfi.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2. For any crew in Columbus, we will be coming on board with the end cone VCA.
She copies.
End station, this is Munich again on Space to Ground 2. Correction, that would be the other VCA. VCA 1 is the hatch side camera of Columbus, not the end cone. No response required.
Munich station is Bravo 2. Was that the comment for me for an MEF experiment?
Hey Slav, good afternoon. Yeah, we'll just letting you know that we are coming on board with the VCA 1, that is the port camera.
Okay, excellent. I placed it on the handrail next to the hatch on the port side of Columbus, and that would be great to check the field of view.
We'll let you know once we have the routing in place and we see the view.
Excellent, thanks.
Station Munich on 2 for Suave. We now receive the video. If you could pan the camera a little bit more upwards.
This is better. I think the last time, I don't know if the camera was on the port or starboard side of Columbus, but I did the experiment on deck 2.
We definitely like the view now. Thanks, Wolf.
Okay.
Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Suave and or Peggy. We see you're proceeding in the procedure. We would like to have a closer look at your electrodes, if you could move closer to the camera and give us a close-up view.
Okay, yes, excellent. We are doing this. So let's go TB first, and then bottom of quadriceps, tops of quadriceps, and calves.
And beautiful legs on the front, waiting for the back view. Looks perfect, Swaf, thank you.
Sensation on 2-4, I think ISO.
We are with you on 2. We don't currently have an ISO, but we'll get an answer as quick as we can for you.
It may actually be more PAO. Well, you can tell me. So we have yesterday, or maybe a couple of days ago, we kind of reorganized our clip-on mics and handheld mics for into the kits, into three different modules plus a floater one. You can see the midday meal crew note, I think, day before yesterday. And one of them, the lab kit, does not have a clip-on mic. And I noticed in IMS that we do have a couple of clip-on mics and transmitters in stowage, and I'm wondering if we can deploy one of those so that we have four full kits that include a handheld mic, a clip-on mic, a receiver in each of those four kits. Right now there's three that have everything, and then the lab one only has a handheld mic. And no rush on that answer. It's more of a getting things where we want them.
Right, I copy. We'll check into whether we can move one of the clip-on mics out of stowage and into the lab kit.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And station, this is Munich on 24 Peggy. We think we saw the remote controller floating out of that CTB towards the probably forward one location. Looked like a box with a cable rolled up around it and some thumbs up.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for help. Munich station is Swav on 24 NMES.
We're with you on 2 Swav.
Did I keep my active belt together with an NMES, or should I doff it?
You can keep it donned.
Go.
Station is Munich on 2 for a swash and the ankle strap. So we've seen other crew members have a little bit of issues with restraining the ankle in the, whatever you want to call the hardware. And this could be solved by putting the ankle strap really diagonally from the heel of your foot, diagonally upwards, really covering the ankle and not just the calf. If you're happy with the setup, we have no complaints, but that's the recommendation we would have if you feel that your ankle is not fully restrained.
Thank you, Munich. I already used it before and didn't have major problems, and I'll probably restrain myself in the same way.
That is absolutely fine with us. And station is Munich on 2 for muscle stimulation. Swav, we see that you've removed your nitrile gloves. Per procedure, those would come off after the stimulation protocol, so to keep them on during the entire run for now. Please.
Munich station is Swav on 2 for anemia.
Go ahead on 2, Swav.
As per instructions, I didn't get the pop-ups figure 15, but the software opened and I am connected. I have a blue LED on the device. Is that nominal? I have figure 17 in front of my eyes on the screen.
That is expected. The pop-up only comes the first time you perform the activity. So you're go to continue.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member. Anne helped us recover Hypervisor 5 a couple of days ago, but unfortunately we're still not seeing the Ultra Bay drive. In order to fix this, we'll need someone to perform a subset of the field strip procedure. Let me know when you're ready to copy the steps.
Okay, ready to copy. If that's just reseeding the Ultra Bay, I think we get the...
See, we're going to have you perform the field strip procedure. That's 4.4.410. And that's all steps except 4 and 7.
4.4.410 except for step 4 and 7.
Read back.
Next station, Swav on 2, for NMES.
Munich is here on 2, Swav.
I would like to ask about the training time that I need to put in software. Initially, by default, it was 60 minutes. The training time for science is 20 minutes. Should I include 5 minutes of warm-up, so should I put 25, or... 20 minutes for science, it includes warm-up.
So, Swav, the duration should be 20 plus warm-up, whatever you deem required for the warm-up, up to 5 minutes can be your warm-up time. So then up to 25 total.
Okay, excellent. I will put 25, and then I'll continue with the protocol like that, not doing any breaks. I'm comfortable with that. Are you okay with this?
Fine for us. Yes, that's fine for us.
Go.
And Houston Station for... HP laptop.
You on 2 for laptop.
We just wanted to double check because Doc and I both had something different in our mind. Did you need that on HV1 or HV5?
HV5. 5.
Stay at work.
Thanks for your help.
And on 2 for HV5, the field strip is complete, and the HV5 is back to the Gopher Ops screen.
We see it's coming back online. Thanks very much for performing that for us, and we'll let you know if we have anything else.
Okay, thank you. Also just noticed the lab TCS. Looks like it just restarted. Was that expected?
That's affirmative. We are performing some TCS reboots this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Index station Swavon 2 for NMES.
Munich is here, Swav.
I started the warm-up and then continued to the science phase, and I forgot to let you know when the warm-up was done. So I'm well advanced in the science phase. I'm at 24 minutes now.
That's fine, thank you. Yeah, we copied when we last talked about the 25-minute duration, I guess, from there. We can deduct it. Fits pretty well. No worries.
Okay, great, thanks. Munich station is Swav on 2 for NMES.
Go ahead on 2, Swav.
Science phase is finished, and I am about to start step 16, decimal 2.
Swav, do you remember what the main percentage was that you applied?
Like the previous session, 50%. 5-0.
Copy, 5-0, and no pause as you reported before?
No problems. I might add some information in the crew notes, but everything went well, smooth from the device point of view, no problems. I tried to go to 60%, but it was a bit much.
Copy all, thank you.
Station, this is Shooks for Magenesis.
Shooks, Huntsville's with you on 2. Good afternoon. I can go ahead and let you know your go in step 1.1 of your LSG activities. The decontamination is complete, and your PD, Sean Keeney, is standing by on space to ground 4.
Roger, and I copy that. We are go to go, step 1.1, and contact Sean Keeney on channel 4. Thank you.
Station, this is Munich on 2 for Suave, with just a brief reminder that we would be really interested in the battery charging status, as this was your third session, and typically they last for 4, but we would like to know if we need to schedule a recharge before your final session.
Sure, I already put it in a crew note, so you should have it. I think I did as well for the previous session, so we could see the trend potentially with multiple sessions.
Perfect, thanks Suave. Yeah, it takes a while till the crew arrives here.
Next station, Suave on 2 for NMES.
Go ahead on 2, Suave.
A quick question. The encryption as per instructions should take a couple of seconds, but it is taking over a minute or two. I was wondering if this is nominal.
Suave, if that happens, you can close the script and then run it again.
Okay, no problem. Just for reference, is step 18.4.
Copy, 18.4.
Also another question, there is a file from the session on June 30th. Should I delete that file?
Affirm, you can delete the file from June 30th, but this one only, please.
That's correct, and the encryption completed successfully, so I wanted to notify you as per step 18.5 that is ready for downlink.
Thank you, Suave. That was a very smooth run today. If we don't talk again, wishing you and all the crew a happy rest of the 4th of July. And thanks again. That was really smooth work.
So thank you, Andy, for support and for all the instructions on the way. So we couldn't do it without you.
Appreciate it, Suave.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Peggy and Kermit hardware setup.
So Station on 2, sorry, I got caught in a cupola. I'll get on it.
We copy. Thank you so much.
So station on 2 for Kiyomp is set up. Ready for you. Sorry for the delay.
We copy. Thank you so much. Impressed with how quickly you got that done.
This Sentinel Station 9-2. Do you like the view? And are you ready for me to start the first set of samples?
Peggy, right now we actually don't have a view, but we are go with you proceeding as long as you can leave the serial numbers in the field of view as well. Or no, I'm sorry. Leave the serial numbers in a crew note, but we are good with you proceeding.
Copy, will do. I can just pull both boxes out and pull the next sample out and put the old one in. I think they're in two different boxes, but I can do that. That way we'll only have one opening.
Copy, and the team said that that's preferred if you can do it.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy. It was a little difficult for us to see those serial numbers. Could you read them down to us, please?
Huntsville Station on 2. Serial number 3 was in the front and 4 was in the back.
You copy. 3 in the front, 4 in the back. Thank you, Peggy.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Shooks and Voyager displays crew note.
Houston Station, this is Shooks squared for Voyager displays.
Shooks. Jukes, we reviewed your crew note and we saw that the finger pointing activity did not open. We believe that was just an internet issue, and if you could retry that at your convenience sometime before the end of the day, we'd really appreciate it.
For sure, I would definitely retry that, but just an observation, in the past as well, when rest of the activities do open, and there is one activity which doesn't generally, which either it is finger pointing or stylus, it has been repeatedly observed during the past days. But anyways, I would go ahead and I would try it at my own convenience.
We copy all. Thanks for that information and I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Station on Sound, Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and Voice in Space.
With you on 2.
Hey Tibby, we just wanted to check in and see where you were in this activity. What's that?
Just finished the teardown.
We copy, just finished tearing it down. Tibby, Huntsville's back with you on 2. When you were doing the teardown, do you know if you did step 9.3 or 9.4? We just want that for our notes.
Huntsville Station on 2, TV 4 Voice.
Go ahead, Tibby, Huntsville's with you.
Huntsville, if I remember correctly, there was a survey at the end of this exercise last time. Do I have to fill it out this time as well?
Thanks for asking, but no, you do not need to fill it out today.
Sounds awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for checking. Have a good rest of your day.
You guys. Huntsville Station on 2, this is TP for the PAO tomorrow, the dosimeter video.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
That'd be actually a Houston question, but I will ask you guys. I just went through the script, and at the end, seeing that I'm wearing the random dosimeter for the whole duration of the mission, which is true, but as far as I know, that's classified as a human experiment because I'm wearing it on my body, and if I tell it to a PA, you know, on a PAO, that will invalidate the data, or then the data can not be anonymized. So is it correct to mention it? Could you guys please find out?
We copy and we're checking.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby.
Good evening, Houston. VT on 2.
I heard that you may still be seeing issues with your Teams on your iPad. If you haven't already, you can try doing a power cycle before your PMC, and hopefully it'll help out.
Copy on it. Houston, Tibby on 2 for Teams.
Station Houston on 2. We're with you, Tibby.
Hi, Station. The power cycle did not solve the problem, unfortunately.
We copy. We will work it after your PMC.
Thank you, and obviously I meant Houston. It's just quite late now.
Phoenix Station is Swab on 2 for Astro Mental Health Data Downlink.
Phoenix is here on 2, Swab.
Sorry for a bit of a delay, but we benefited from empty modules now by the end of the day to do recordings for the ISS tour, so I am slightly delayed with that one, but now I'm starting with the data downlink. So I just wanted to let you know that the laptop, Columbus Payload Laptop 2, is already powered, and I can... just wanted to notify you.
Thanks for the info, Swab.
Station 9-2, are you ready for CLIA sample removal?
Station Huntsville's with you. If you could give us two or three more minutes, we're ending the last little bit of our data downlink.
No worries. Hold on.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead.
Thanks for letting us get that last bit of data down. You are go for both pink activities, sample remove, and hardware power down.
All right, that's in work.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Peggy.
Go ahead on 2.
Reminder, you're recommended to don nitrile gloves for this part of the procedure.
All right, and I have them in my pocket.
Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2 for LSG.
Huntsville's with you on 2, and you are go to stow the LSG if you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day, Weber.
You.
Station, this is Munich on Space Ground 2 for Schux or Suave and Everywhere app with a quick request.
Munich Station, this is Schux, go ahead.
Hey Schux, we have a request for you, and if you could pass it on to Suave, then at some point at your convenience, that would be great. We have not yet received your Everywhere questionnaire that you filled out today, and we think that's just a matter of syncing up the app. So if you could, on your iPad, pull up the Everywhere app and just keep it active for a few seconds and then put it to the background, that should already do the trick. And we'd ask you to pass that on to Suave as well.
Copy all that. In work, I would open it and pass it on to Suave. Thank you.
Thanks, Suave. Heard you as well. Thanks.
Hey, guys, this is for your Astro mental health questionnaires that you did just now, a second ago. Thanks, all.
Sensation on 2 for offloading the database swap.
Bear with you on 2, and you are go in step 3.1.
We go, thank you. Two sensation on 2 for the Yenavay. I've got 1339 with me.
That's a good number, thanks very much.
Munich station on 2 for blood tubes.
Munich is here, Peggy, go ahead.
The tubes barcodes are listed in the crew note, so you can check them out.
And you will have a look.
They should be sitting on Space to Ground 2 for Tibby and iPad.
Thank you, too.
We have another potential recovery action that we can perform on your iPad to help with the inverted image on Teams. If you would be willing to drop your Teams application, you can continue using your iPad, and then Pluto will attempt to uninstall and reinstall the app.
And how much time would it take, what do you think?
It would be 15 minutes, 1-5.
All right, that's all right. We can give it a shot.
Okay, sounds good. Let us know when you have the Teams application dropped, and then we will start the uninstall-reinstall process. And if you'd also check with Peggy to see if she'd like to have hers cleaned up at this time as well.
And Station Munich, no response required for Peggy, and the serial numbers on those blood tubes, they look good. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Station Houston on 2 for Tibby and iPad.
Houston Station on 2, this is Tibby.
Tibby, back with you. We just wanted to confirm that you are no longer using Teams, and we'll go ahead and get your application updated for you.
I would need an additional 10 minutes, if that's all right.
Understood. You let us know when you're finished, although we see that you also have your ACC conference coming up, so we can also do the update after that is complete if needed.
All right, we'll let you know.
Sounds good, thank you.
Sensation on 2 for Univate Swap.
What's you on 2?
The double green urine transfer compressor hose is connected to the Pedacha Dive Linea, and the task is complete.
All right, that's a great config. Thanks very much for help with that today.
Anytime.
And then, Nicole, quick question for you since we have you. For the shutter close activity, were you targeting the no later than time, or were you planning to put that in place before pre-sleep?
I was going to do it as soon as this last EarthObs/Elon target is done for Axiom.
Okay, copy all. Thanks for the status. We appreciate it.
Houston Station on 2, this is TB for Teams.
With you on 2 for Teams.
Houston, I'm feeling miserable here. Could you please let me know how to delete Teams from this one?
All right, I've checked with Pluto, and it sounds like all the updates and changes will be taking place via ground activity, so we can give you a call once we have it in place if you'd like.
Even better. I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tibby. And for your awareness, we don't have a KU pass just yet, so we'll have to perform it after you finish the ACC conference, and then we'll kick it off right away.
Thank you, so I was in Mildred. Could you please for me?
No problem. We're not currently in a KU pass, and so unfortunately we will not have KU until your ACC conference. So after your conference is complete, then we will put the update in place and hopefully have it in place for the start of your PFC.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.